third Kevin Turner.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this morning's meditation is the Gospel lesson, and I will repeat this these two verses. And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "O man of little faith, why did you doubt?" In the name of Jesus, the Son of Man. On several occasions in the past few weeks, as I've contemplated this sermon text, I've had this one particular thought as I've walked around the seminary and another area here in the St. Louis region. Peter was able to walk on water, but I can't even walk on this stage in water. This morning, as we answer the question, how was Peter able to walk on the water, we'll come to grips with our own identity and with the awareness of who we are. How that awareness enables us to live our identity in ministry to one another. First of all, there was nothing about Peter, per se, that enabled him to walk on the water. Peter possessed nothing more than we do. But there was something about Jesus Christ, of which Peter was very much aware, and of which we too can be quite assured. Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." Inherent in the statement of Peter is Peter's awareness that Jesus had the power to enable him to walk on the water. Peter had seen Jesus Christ perform many miracles. In fact, just prior to our text, Jesus had fed 5,000 people in 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Not too long previously, Jesus had calmed the stormy sea, the sea that Peter was now walking on in his boat. Peter believed in the power of Jesus Christ. Power which Jesus Christ revealed on several occasions to those who surrounded him. Peter was confident that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, who had come to save the world from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Peter was quite aware of who Jesus was and the power that he possessed. But in addition to Peter's awareness of who Jesus was, we know that Peter was quite convinced of who he was. Peter had heard the gospel from the lips of Jesus. Peter knew that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. And through faith, Peter had been brought into a most beautiful relationship with Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. One that would later find Peter proclaiming the very gospel to thousands on the day of Pentecost. Peter was sure of Christ's identity, and he was sure of his own identity in Christ. He walked on the water not by his own power, but by the power of Jesus Christ. But Peter, as he walked on the water, he became aware of the wind and the waves. He knew their power only too well. As Peter was a fisherman, and this was by no means the first storm that he had witnessed on the Sea of Galilee, Peter started to sink because he failed to trust in the power of Jesus Christ. He was more apt to see the power of that which lay around him. But Jesus didn't ask Peter, "Peter, when are you going to be so utterly convinced of me and my power that you won't doubt me, that you will live out your identity in the life of discipleship which I have given to you. Now immediately Jesus reached out his hand and he saved Peter from the powerful snarling waves. Now that we know how Peter was able to walk on the water, we can better come to grips with the community for you and for me. For Jesus Christ has reached out to all of us as well. He has suffering and death and powerful resurrection. He has given us, he offers us a relationship in him by grace through faith in him as our Lord and Savior. He has powerful victory over sin and death. He extends in his hand to offer us forgiveness of his life, of the certainty of everlasting life. And he gives to us the promise of his presence and of his power at work in our lives. In our baptism, Jesus put his special mark on us, giving to us a new and certain identity, an identity in him. With the Holy Spirit at work in our hearts, we come to realize that Jesus Christ has the power to use us as his instrument in his ministry. He takes each one of us with our own individual characteristics, our special personalities, or particular traits that make us who we are, and he enables us to live in service to him. But now comes the difficult part. How do we keep from falling into the water or from slipping on the ice? We can't. We can't because all too often we identify with ourselves as sinful human beings rather than depending entirely upon the new identity which Jesus Christ has given to us through faith in him. We have to say with St. Paul, the good that I would do, I do not. And that which I would not do, that I do. That Jesus, as he reached out to Peter, reaches out to us. For nothing can separate us from the love of Christ Jesus. Through the word and sacrament and the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus continually assures us of his presence and of his power at work in our lives. He strengthens our faith, so that we can cast aside all of our doubts and walk the path of ministry that he lays before each and every one of us. All too often we become like Peter. We're afraid of the challenges that lie before us. Peter was too captivated with the power of the wind and the rain. So too are we. We see the power of the world around us. We see how helpless we are. We forget to depend on the power of Jesus Christ, which he offers us. Our attitude is so negative that we neglect the very thing which he offers us, our faith in Christ Jesus and his power. We forget that it is not us who is at work in our ministry, but rather it is Christ Jesus who is in us and at work through us, through whom we live and move and have our very being. Jesus Christ is our identity, and it is that identity which he asks us to live out in ministry to one another. Each of us has our own sea of Galilee upon which to walk. Jesus calls each of us to come to him. May we be so convinced of his power, of his presence in our lives, and of our identity in Christ Jesus, that we might be able to walk the path of ministry that he has laid before each and every one. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen.